so that they will believe the lie, and so that all will be condemned who have not believed the truth, but have delighted in wickedness. Chapter 2, 9 through 12. Lies, lies, lies. They're the only weapon the evil one has in his arsenal. He uses those weapons against the human race, trying to deceive them so they'll turn away from God, so they'll forget his truths and chase their own desires down to death. In the same way, he warned the early church in Thessalonica. Paul also warned the Romans. He showed what happens when people fall for the lie that God is dead and fail to follow the absolute truth meant to lead them into light and life. He wrote, "Furthermore, just as they did not think it worthwhile to retain the knowledge of God, so God gave them over to a depraved mind, so that they do what ought not to be done. They have become filled with every kind of wickedness, evil, greed, and depravity. They are full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, and malice. They are gossips, slanderers, God-haters, insolent, arrogant, and boastful. They invent ways of doing evil. They disobey their parents. They have no understanding, no fidelity, no love, no mercy. Although they know God's righteous decree that those who do such things deserve death, they not only continue to do these very things, but also approve of those who practice them." Romans 1, 28 through 32. See, when God is dead, so is his divine truth. And without divine truth, without truth to govern our human conduct, we fall for the devil's lie. Living in that lie, men and women become the worst versions of themselves. It's true enough that godless men ignore the truth and find themselves in bondage to all manner of evil. But are they completely to blame? Not really. According to Scripture, they're not just following their own evil desires. They're filled by the very lying spirit himself. Paul wrote it plainly in his letter to the Ephesians. "As for you, you were dead in your transgressions and sins, in which you used to live when you followed the ways of this world and of the ruler of the kingdom of the air, the spirit who is now at work in those who are disobedient." Ephesians 2, 1 and 2. See what's happening? It's the spirit of the evil one in those who are disobedient. I guess there's a kernel of truth to that old saying, "The devil made me do it." We live in a dark day, a day when the devil has indwelled so many and whispered, "All truth is relative." He's convinced us there's no absolute moral standard for sexuality, which the Bible confines to the marital bed. There's no absolute truth regarding when life begins, which the Bible says begins before the first cells are knit in the womb. There's no absolute truth about the definition of marriage, which the Bible indicates as being between one man and one woman till death do they part. There's no timeless and absolute truth about virtue, or law, or even what constitutes the church. Everything is up in the air, the liar says, so follow your own desires and make your own truth. Can there be any doubt that America has fallen under the delusion of the evil one? And yes, this is bad news. But here's the good news, the gospel news. Jesus came to show us the truth that would set us free from the evil one's delusions. John 8:32. Again, look at the writings of Paul. "Like the rest, we were by nature deserving of wrath. But because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ even when we were dead in transgressions. It's by grace you have been saved. And God raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus, in order that in the coming ages..."